It's been 3 years since the mostly lower-income and senior residents of the Penn Plaza apartments were served eviction notices. In recent weeks, more than 500 people have sent letters to Mayor Bill Peduto urging him to use an old government power to build affordable housing at the site in East Liberty. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports eminent domain has a long and complicated history in Pittsburgh. But advocates say it could be used at Penn Plaza to help solve the city's housing crisis.
Randall Taylor and Jessica McPherson volunteer with Penn Plaza Support in Action, one of the groups that organized the letter-writing campaign. On a Sunday afternoon, they sat in Enright Park, just over the fence from the 9-acre gravel lot that used to be Taylor's home. He says it's hard for people to really understand the trauma of being displaced.
It's just a very difficult thing, you know, to live through. And it still hurts me. I mean, it really does. Sometimes I think too much about it. It really does hurt.
The last of Penn Plaza's more than 200 residents moved out in March of 2017, and the buildings were torn down in June that year. The land is owned by LG Realty Advisors, which is run by a family called the Gumbergs. They intend to build retail and office space on the site and have every legal right to do so. But McPherson argues that doesn't make it morally right.
And the city, as they have in other cases, can step up in that case and use the threat of eminent domain to bargain them into being good actors instead of bad actors. They missed an opportunity here, but they can still make it right.
Mayor Peduto says he's not a fan of eminent domain, because no matter the end goal, the city is still violating a fundamental right to private property.
You should never use government in order to take somebody's property. The precedence that would begin would be devastating to democracy.
Gerald Dickinson teaches constitutional law at the University of Pittsburgh and researches eminent domain. He says the government's right to use eminent domain is well established.
The longstanding traditional use has been for what we call the kind of narrow conception of public use, that is, a use that is by the public.
So things like highways or schools. But then there's this other interpretation. A city can justify taking land if it's for economic development. Pittsburgh used eminent domain throughout the 20th century for urban renewal. In fact, they got so good at it, the city was lauded as an example of how to redevelop. A string of mayors bulldozed huge swaths of the city, the Point, the Lower Hill, East Liberty, to make way for office towers and new roads. And in the process, they forced out usually poor and usually African-American residents. Peduto says the ripple effect of those projects is precisely why he's opposed to eminent domain.
It was absolutely wrong that we were taking people's homes in order to do this. So why are you talking about taking somebody else's property in order to do what you want?
Just because somebody swings a hammer at someone else's head does not make a hammer a bad tool.
Here's McPherson again.
If your hammer is used in the right way, for the way that it was intended, you build something good.
Dickinson says holding up the desperate need for housing to justify eminent domain is possible.
One might argue that the city should and can and could exercise that power to build affordable housing, because that would be for the health, safety, and general welfare of low-income families in Pittsburgh.
But with the exception of a case in Boston, that argument is mostly academic at this point. It's just not that common. Penn Plaza Support in Action, Dickinson, and Peduto, they all agree the city needs to meet the demand for affordable housing. But tools that could make that possible, like zoning changes, tax abatements, and a citywide land bank, are still being developed. Proponents of eminent domain say their plan could produce results right now, not in the distant future. While advocates like McPherson say building retail and office space on the Penn Plaza site would only deepen disparities in East Liberty, developer Lawrence Gumberg of LG Realty disagrees. He said in a statement that the Penley Park South development is, quote, the right solution for the property and the city as a whole. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.